When I entered the room, it was empty. The wall was made of cinder blocks, and as I stood with my back against it, I shivered a bit. It was cold and rough against my skin. I stood naked and trembling. What was I doing here? Why did I want this? I always asked myself that question, every time. Attached to the wall were four rings, two of them a bit higher than my head and spread about 3 feet apart, the others close to the floor, also spread. When the door opened, I smiled slightly as a man entered and approached me. He said nothing, just reaching out, taking my wrists and attaching a cuff to each one before securing them to the rings on the wall. I watched as small padlocks were applied to the cuffs. I inhaled sharply as they clicked shut. My arms were spread over my head, and the tension on the cuffs now pulled me back into the wall. I was still able to move a bit, and I tugged, testing the security of the cuffs. I wasn't getting free, not until someone unlocked me. Once the cuffs were on my ankles and my legs were spread, everything got tighter. So much tighter. Now the tension on each limb was stretching me, exposing me. My pussy started to tingle. I wanted to be touched. I needed to be touched. That is why I was there, to be touched. I closed my eyes and let myself enjoy the sensation of being bound. I hungered for it. Helplessness. Surrender. My mind was slowly clearing now, and the worries of the day started to evaporate as my feelings of arousal grew. I could move my arms and my legs a bit, a few inches at most. I squirmed, wanting to feel my bondage. Bondage. Even the word made me squirm. I loved being bound, trapped, exposed. No more responsibility. No more choices. No more thinking. All I could do was feel. The man placed a leather blindfold over my eyes, covering the top of my face. It was soft and fit snugly. As he buckled the strap behind my head, I felt the soft leather take the shape of my face, blocking out everything. Darkness. A bit of tension in my wrists, and then my ankles. Whatever slack had been there was gone now. Movement was impossible. "We will be starting soon," he said. Footsteps. The door opened and then closed. Silence. Complete silence. Unbroken. The only noise coming from my hands and feet as I twisted them in the cuffs, the little locks bouncing ever so slightly as I wriggled my fingers and stretched my hands and feet. I started sinking deeper. Bondage. It felt so good. My body was responding to it as well, heart racing, stomach filled with butterflies, pussy wet. So wet. I thought about trying to close my legs, but bound as I was, even the thought of it was starting to feel more and more alien to me. When the door opened, I gasped. Footsteps again. I raised my chin, trying to peek under my blindfold. Not just footsteps, but the clicking of heels. Getting closer. Closer. And then they stopped. I felt someone close. I could sense them. The gentle scent of perfume. The rustling of clothing as a hand reached out. Fingers. touching me, caressing my cheek tenderly. I bit my lip and moaned softly. I would have squirmed if I could, but my bondage wouldn't allow it. Soft fingers. She is kind, loving. Her hand lingers before sliding down to my mouth, touching my lips. I part them for her touch, trying to encourage her to explore inside it. I'm here to be touched. Slowly, her fingers move from my lips and down to my chin. She lets them linger there, and I feel my body responding to her touch. I am filled with desire for her, wanting to please her and be pleasing to her. My throat feels open to her, and I wait for her touch there too now, tracing her finger over it with one hand, while the other explores my shoulder and my collarbone. I try to slow my breathing, but I fail. I am focused on every touch, every movement. If I could press into her hand, I would, but I can't. I can't do anything except be touched. Now, a hand on each breast, exploring them. My nipples between her fingers, gently pinching, tugging at them. They stiffen between the tips of her fingers, and I pull my lower lip into my mouth and press my teeth against it. I moan for her, wanting her to know I love her touch and what it is doing to me. As her hand slides down my belly towards my pussy, I feel my insides boiling. I want to be touched. I know I'm supposed to remain silent, but I can't. A word escapes my lips. Her hand moves away for a second, and I draw in a deep breath. As I do, I can smell my arousal. Her finger presses to my lips, hushing me. When her hand returns, it moves again, slowly slipping closer and closer to my cunt. I'm so wet. One hand placed on each side of my pussy, pressing and spreading me open. I can feel the wetness on my pussy lips as the cool air from the room washes over me and into me. I am moaning and whimpering now. So needy. So desperate. I need to be touched. When her fingertip brushes over my clit, it sends a wave of pleasure throughout my whole body. Bound as I am, I can barely even shiver. I can't squirm. I can't move toward her touch, and I want to. I want to so badly. When she touches me there again, I almost come. When she does it a third time, I feel a breath away from exploding into an orgasm that I fear will consume me, destroy me, and make me disappear forever. I want that. I crave that. I need to be touched. My pussy is swollen and throbbing, desperate. My desire grows worse as her hand pulls away from my pussy. Oh, God, how I need to be touched. Her finger now is on my lips, and I open them, pressing my tongue to the tip of it, tasting myself on her. I wrap my lips around her finger and draw it into my mouth, sucking it gently, cleaning it. I feel her inside my mouth, and it sends tingles all through my body. I need to be touched by her. I whimper in complete desperation as I hear the sound of her heels on the floor again. This time they're moving away. And each time they make that sound, a part of me yearns for her to come back. I feel nothing now, except for longing. I need to feel her hands, her touch. I need to smell her perfume. The door opens and then closes, and I am alone again. I can feel droplets of wetness on my thighs, slowly starting to drip down my legs. I am no longer thinking. I am feeling. My body is aching, every nerve aware. And when the door opens again, I can feel the small breeze it creates as it washes over me. This time the footsteps are louder, faster, and before I can even process them, a hand is cupping my face, pressing on my cheeks, forcing my lips into pout. Rough hands, calloused, strong. They release me, and then there are fingers parting my lips. I resist at first, closing my mouth, but the hands are strong and force their way inside me. Fingers now pressing on my tongue, probing me, sliding over my teeth and gums, invading me. I try to turn my head away, but nothing helps. My head is steadied by a hand around my throat, pinning my head against the wall, forcefully. Fingers press deeper and I choke a bit, but it doesn't stop. The insides of my cheeks and the top of my mouth, touching each and every part of me, exploring and overwhelming me. The grasp of my throat makes me aware of every breath I take. As the fingers leave my mouth, I feel them being wiped on my face, my spit now drying on my cheeks. I can feel myself blushing and my cunt getting wetter and wetter. When the hands find my breasts, they're not gentle. They grab, twist, turn, stretch and grope. They slap and pinch. I'm moaning now, gasping when they cause pain and whimpering as the pain spreads across them and then slowly subsides. Just as abruptly, one hand returns to my throat and the other cups my cunt, my hungry, needy cunt, pressing hard into me, the heel of it mashing against my clit. If I could move, I would press against it, but I can't. I can't do anything except be touched. Fingers slide in me and then back out, harder and faster. My wetness is making noise now as the fingers fuck me. I feel messy, sloppy, used. Fingers inside me, one at first, and then two, and then three, stretching me. The hand on my throat tightens now, more and more firmly as I get closer and closer to an orgasm. I start to grow lightheaded. I feel myself starting to come and realize I can barely breathe. As I come, I'm fighting for air. It is becoming impossible to inhale. And then all I can feel is orgasm after orgasm, unlike any I have ever known. When the hand releases my throat, I'm in another world. Breathing again, I think. I'm not even sure. If not for my bondage, I would collapse onto the floor, but it holds me tight. No more hands. Nothing. Until I feel them touch my cheek again. Not softly. Not gently. Harshly. Wiping my wetness from his hand so I wear it on my face, reminding me of my desire, my arousal and my need. I can smell myself and feel it now smeared on my cheek and then over my lips. I licked them a bit to taste myself. The footsteps grow distant again, and the door opens and closes. I am left that way, both for what seems like an eternity and for what seems like only a moment. When I am unlocked and released, when the blindfold is removed, I see my clothes that have been left for me, folded neatly. I am told to take as long as I like to recover, and there is a bottle of water that I am encouraged to drink. Once I regain my composure and get dressed, I take a moment to reflect and enjoy the experience. As I leave, I stop off at the main desk. They ask the same thing they always ask. Same time next week? I just nod, still not having my words back yet. I will never know who owned those hands. That is part of the experience and part of the pleasure of it. But whoever they are, I hope they know that I am grateful for them sharing that time with me, and that their hands, both gentle and rough, have left me deeply touched.